Noah Kagan was Facebook's 30th employee. Then he got fired and watched billions in stock options vanish overnight. Most people would see this as a crushing defeat. Instead, Kagan turned that setback into a launchpad for 8 separate million-dollar businesses. What did he discover? That entrepreneurship isn't reserved for geniuses, the wealthy, or the lucky. It's available to anyone willing to face two fundamental fears: the fear of starting and the fear of asking. These fears trap countless people in jobs they despise, dreaming of freedom but never acting. The solution is deceptively simple. View everything as an experiment. Successful entrepreneurs aren't visionaries who get everything right. They're people who've tried countless projects that mostly failed. They possess what Kagan calls creator's courage, the willingness to generate ideas and actually test them. Think about how children learn. They don't overthink riding a bike. They just try, fall, adjust, and try again. Every major company began as a small experiment. Business is simply an ongoing cycle of starting new things, asking if people will pay, and iterating based on feedback. When you approach business creation with playful experimentation instead of self-judgment, you rediscover that creative energy. What's the minimum monthly income you need to pursue entrepreneurship full-time? This figure, your freedom number, becomes your North Star. It's not about getting rich, it's about creating enough income to support your desired lifestyle. For some, that's $3,000 monthly. For others, $10,000. This number is powerful because it's attainable yet infinitely valuable once reached. It's concrete and urgent, a monthly goal you can work toward today, not a distant dream. Most importantly, it focuses your mind on what matters, bringing in customers. Many entrepreneurs struggle because they fixate on making millions instead of their first dollar. The freedom number prevents getting lost in abstraction. Pick a figure that feels challenging but achievable, not one that scares you. This creates motivation without overwhelming pressure. Successful entrepreneurs aren't those with the biggest dreams, they're those who actually start. The worst outcome of asking? A simple no. The best? Unlimited upside. Kagan's father taught him to love rejections and collect them like treasure, reframing rejection as desirable rather than something to avoid. The more rejections you accumulate, the closer you get to success. Asking is the entrepreneur's most necessary quality, yet most people don't ask. They wish, suggest, or hope. Having the chutzpah to ask despite fear separates successful entrepreneurs from dreamers. How to develop this muscle? Set rejection goals. Aim for 25 plus rejections per week. This shifts your focus from avoiding rejection to actively seeking it, removing the emotional sting. Try the coffee challenge. Ask for 10% off at any coffee shop. Though uncomfortable, this exercise builds confidence by proving rejection isn't devastating. Sarah Blakely persisted through countless rejections before Spanx became a billion-dollar company. Her father encouraged her to fail regularly, asking each night, "What did you fail at today?" reframing failure as evidence of effort rather than personal deficiency. Most entrepreneurs start with ideas, then hunt for customers, a recipe for failure. The customer-first approach reverses this. Start with customers and their problems, then build solutions they'll pay for. Kagan learned this after losing $100,000 on fantasy sports software nobody wanted. He then identified a real problem, excessive payment processing fees, and built a solution generating $15 million in first-year revenue. Following Steve Jobs and Jeff Bezos' philosophy, work backward from customer needs. Know who you're selling to, what problem you're solving, and where to find customers. Look within your zone of influence, people you already know how to reach. The best entrepreneurs are deeply dissatisfied with the status quo. Kagan built AppSumo, SumoMe, and TidyCal from his own frustrations, creating a $65 million per year business. To generate ideas, solve your own problems, accessorize best-selling products, explore marketplaces where people spend money, or research search queries. Generate at least 10 ideas without self-editing, then select the three most exciting and easiest to implement. Most entrepreneurs waste months building products nobody wants. The solution? Find 3 paying customers in 48 hours. This tight time frame forces creativity, proves real interest, and separates polite rejection from genuine demand. Create a dream 10 list of ideal prospects from your network, friends, Facebook connections, LinkedIn contacts. If you can't identify 10 potential customers, reconsider your idea. When approaching prospects, follow this framework. Listen, ask about their frustrations, options, suggest solutions, and transition, make a clear offer combining price plus benefit plus time. For example, for $50, I can fix your computer today. Sound good? Get actual payment, not just interest. When people reject your offer, get curious. Ask why not, who might like this, what would make it a no-brainer, and what they'd pay for that. Most ideas fail initially. Instagram began as a bourbon app, Slack as a gaming app. The key is learning from rejection and pivoting quickly based on customer feedback. After validating your idea, use social media to build an audience. Then move them to email for monetization. Identify your unfair advantage. What makes you uniquely valuable? Not necessarily the best. Don't obsess over production quality. Kagan launched his 750,000 plus subscriber YouTube channel, Shirtless in My Living Room, with just an iPhone. Consistency and authenticity matter more than perfection. Use the content circle framework. Create extremely narrow content for passionate fans, core circle. Expand to broader related topics, medium circle, then reach the widest related audience, large circle. This helps creators build million-dollar businesses serving niche communities. Position yourself as a guide, not a guru. Audiences prefer relatable people on the journey with them. Document your authentic process, including failures. It builds trust and connection. While social platforms constantly change algorithms, email remains most reliable for converting followers into customers. With 4 billion daily users, it's the most dependable channel. Unlike social media, where algorithm changes can destroy businesses overnight, your email list belongs to you forever. Start with your dream 10, then add your landing page link to email signatures and social bios. True entrepreneurship means designing a life you love, not just a profitable business. After AppSumo reached $4 million annually, Kagan felt miserable because he wasn't living authentically. Start by creating a dream year checklist, an ambitious vision of your ideal year. Transform dreams into action by organizing exciting items into 4 categories: work, health, personal, and travel. Use a color-coded calendar to ensure your time aligns with your priorities, giving you an instant visual check of whether your biggest time blocks match your stated goals. Every Sunday, spend 15 minutes reviewing the past week and planning the next. Build your entrepreneurial support network. Find an accountability buddy for weekly check-ins. Connect with ambitious pre-fluencers before they're famous. And systematically expand your network through referrals. Entrepreneurship is simply generating ideas and having the courage to try them. You have 52 weekends each year, 52 chances to start something life-changing. Success follows a messy, non-linear path filled with pivots and unexpected opportunities. Your $1 million weekend awaits.